Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
We're going to begin today talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
今天我们要讲到耶稣基督是主，他的主权。
It is one of the most amazing parts of the gospel.
这是福音当中最叫人惊叹的。
And it provides us with the greatest comfort.
给我们最大的安慰。
Great comfort.
很大的安慰。
Especially in those countries where Christians suffer.
尤其在那些基督徒受苦受难的国度里。
Where they are maligned.
他们被毁谤。
But it also serves all Christians.
不仅如此，所有的基督徒也都大得安慰。
Not just to know that we have a sovereign God that we must follow.
不仅知道我们有一位伟大的主，我们必须要跟随他。
But even those Christians in the most prosperous countries where there is freedom,
甚至在自由国家，在兴旺的国家，
they suffer trials.
我们也照样受苦。
Different kinds of trials.
不同种类的百般的试炼。
It's good to know that there is a sovereign Lord.
知道有一位在主宰万有的主是我们大的安慰。
We especially say this because of the time in which we all live.
特别是在今天这个特殊的时代，我们更是。
The world is getting very, very small.
这世界越来越小了，世界村。
What's done here is in Beijing within a couple hours.
我们今天做的事情，北京几个钟头之后就知道了。
We are all beginning to think the same way.
我们开始都思考同样的方式。
Wear the same clothes.
穿的差不多的衣服。
Listen to the same music.
听同样的音乐。
And much of the world is greatly opposed to Christianity.
大多数世界都是在反对基督教。
As a matter of fact, around the world, we see a growing hostility to our faith.
不但如此，全世界都有对我们的信仰越来越多的憎恨、反对。
It's almost like no other time in the history of the world.
是有史以来似乎现在是憎恨越来越大，不像比其他时候更厉害。
In this time, with all the nations against Christianity,
在这个时代啊，当这么多的国度都在反对基督教，
it is a strong tower.
它是我们的高台。
It's a fortress and a shield to us.
它是我们的盾牌，是我们的坚固的堡垒。
To know that the one who died for us,
我们知道那为我们而死的这一位，
is over everything.
是主宰万有的。
He is the Lord of all.
他是万有的主宰。
Now, let's just read two passages that are very important.
我们来看两段非常重要的经文。
The first one is Philippians 2.
第一段是腓立比书第二章。
I've got my son Evan's Bible here.
我现在是我儿子的圣经啊。
Because he stole mine last night.
昨晚他把我圣经偷了。
He likes to read mine because the letters are bigger.
他喜欢看我的圣经，因为是大字版，老人版的。
He's my 8-year-old.
他是我八岁那个儿子。
He came to me last night.
昨晚他到我那儿来。
And he said, Dad, I'm going to start writing the Bible.
他说，爸爸，我开始要写圣经了。
And I said, well, it's been written already.
我说圣经已经写好了。
He said, I'm going to write it again.
他说我要再写一次。
So he got a brand new notebook.
所以他拿了一个新的笔记本。
And he started in Genesis 1.
他从创世纪第一章。
And he wants to write out the entire Bible by hand.
他要用笔自己把它再写一次。
I thought that was a pretty noble purpose.
我说这个心智非常高贵啊。
So I said, you can take my Bible.
拿我的圣经去看吧。
And I'll take yours.
他就拿他的圣经。
The problem is the print is so small, I can't even read it.
问题是字太小了，我读不清。
All right, well, Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11.
腓立比书第二章九到十一节。
It says here, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的地上的和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，是荣耀归于父神。
I mean, one of the things when I read this that first impressed me.
叫我第一件事叫我印象深刻的
is that I don't know how you could say this in a greater way.
我不知道你怎么样再表达得更清楚明白了。
I mean, he is granted all authority.
你看,所有的权柄都赐给他了。
A position above everything.
赐给他一个名超越万民之上的名。
There's no way to use more exaggerated terms.
你不可能再用更高的头衔，更高的形容了。I
was once witnessing on the streets.
有一次我在大街上布道。And
I was talking to this person who I guess was in a cult.
我在跟这个人讲话，这个人大概在一个异端里头。And
they said, oh, they believed in Jesus.
他们说，哦，我们也相信耶稣啊。
But they said there were seven different levels of heaven.
他说天堂有七个不同的层次。
And Jesus was trapped on the fourth level.
耶稣呢，在第四个层次就定住了，在那。I
said, oh, my dear friend, you do not believe in Jesus.
我说，亲爱的朋友，你根本就不信耶稣。He's
not trapped on a lower level.
他不是定在一个低层次里头。
If there are seven levels,
如果有七个层次的话,
he's even above those.
他都超越这个七个。
There's just no way of explaining more his supremacy.
我没有办法把他的至高再形容得更高了。
Now look at Ephesians chapter 1.
看以弗所书第一章。
Verse 20 through 22.
20到22节.
He raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
20节，一般，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又使他。 又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。Again,
how could Paul say more?
这个保罗怎么再能够形容的更多呢？
It'd be impossible.
不可能再超过了。Now,
since the lordship of Jesus Christ is very important,
既然耶稣基督的主宰万有，这是非常重要的。
I'm going to be reading from a chapter that I wrote probably a year ago.
我会读一段我的笔记，这个我差不多一年前写的。Because
I want you to get every powerful truth that is here.
因为我要你明白里头其中的这些大有能力的真理，每一个点点滴滴。
I want you to be strengthened.
我要你因此得到能力。
Encouraged.
得到帮助。
Not in your strength.
不仅仅是靠你自己的力量。
Or even in what you can see.
甚至你所看见的。
But in the reality of who he is.
乃是因着他是怎么样一位主，你因此就得安慰和能力。
And the position that he holds.
和他所有的地位。
Even the greatest man on earth.
甚至世上最伟大的人。
Is like a little drop of water falling in a bucket.
在他眼里就像一滴水，水桶里的一滴一样。
Is like a little speck of dust on a scale.
就像在天平上的一粒微尘一样。
For this reason, we do not fear men.
因此我们不惧怕人。
We pity them.
我们可怜他。
Now, the ascension of Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督的登上高天升天。
It not only guarantees to us that we have a mediator,
不仅仅向我们保证了我们有一位中保。
But it also guarantees that the world has a Lord and a Judge.
也保证了这世上有一位掌管万有的主宰，审判万有的主。
Now, we have already read that Christ has been given the highest place even in the heavens.
我们刚刚已经读了，基督神赐给他一个超乎万民之上，甚至在天上最高的地位。
So we can be confident that he definitely has the highest place on earth.
所以我们也可以很肯定他在地上也有至高的地位。
Now, the lordship of Jesus Christ is not just found in the New Testament.
基督的主权，他的主宰的地位不仅是在新约里头，
but it's also prophesied in the Old Testament.
旧约里头也预言了。
And it is an essential part of the gospel.
而且是福音的必须的一个部分，基督是主。
Now, remember what I said.
你记得我刚说的。
The resurrection is not just something we mention after a lengthy sermon on the cross.
当我们讲完了十字架很长的一段，这个复活不是最后我们要讲上去结尾的一个小段而已。
The resurrection is important.
复活非常重要。
It was really one of the focal points of apostolic proclamation.
这是使徒传讲福音的焦点。
But so is the ascension.
照样。基督的升天也是他传讲福音的焦点核心。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主，也是焦点。
You know that in the Roman Empire,
你知道在罗马帝国里头
，where Paul was preaching,
当保罗在讲道的时候
，you had to say Caesar is Lord.
你必须说凯撒是主，我是该撒。
The reasons why the Christians got in so much trouble.
为什么那个时候基督徒受碰到那么多麻烦呢？
Although they showed honor to Caesar,
虽然他们尊重凯撒
they paid taxes to Caesar,
他们也赋税给该撒大帝
they were obedient to Caesar's laws,
flaws?
They were obedient to his laws.
Okay, 他们也遵守他的法律
They knew Jesus was Lord.
但是他们知道唯有基督是主
And they commanded Caesar to bow down to him.
他们要凯撒向基督下拜
Now, it's not withoutreason
不是没有理由的
that the first sermon preached by the apostles
使徒所传讲的第一篇道
on the day of Pentecost
就是五旬节那天讲的
talks about the lordship of Jesus Christ
提到了基督的主权
I want you to turn to the book of Acts
我们看使徒行传第二章
chapter 2
第二章
verse 34 through 36
34到36节
Look what he says.
你听他说的话。
For it was not David who ascended into the heavens, but
大卫没有升到天上。
But he himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord."
但他自己说，主对我主说。
Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
你坐在我的右边，等到我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
Know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
故此以色列全家当确实地知道你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣神已经立他为主为基督了。
Now when you're preaching,
当你讲道的时候
when you're preaching the gospel,
你传讲福音的时候
remember we need to talk about who God is.
你记得我们需要提到神是怎么样为神。
He's holy and just.
他是圣洁的他是公义的。
He's loving.
他也是慈爱的。
We need to talk about man's sin.
我们也需要讲到人的罪。
We need to talk about the love of God for sinners.
也需要讲到这位神对罪人的大爱。
We need to command all men to repent and believe the gospel.
我们要吩咐各处人都要悔改，相信福音。
To those who are broken,
对于那些心灵破碎的人
who are seeking salvation,
那些在寻求救恩的人
we should tell them,
我们应该告诉他们
know for certain.That there is a Savior. We should tell them this. You can have the greatest certainty there is a Savior.
你可以绝对肯定有一位救主。
And for the rebellious,
对那些反叛的人
those who reject the message,
那些拒绝福音的人
those who scoff,
那些嘲弄的人、讥诮的人
those who beat us,
那些逼迫我们的人
we should say,
我们应当说
not with arrogance,
不是骄傲地说
but with humility and great confidence,
而是谦谦卑卑但是非常有信心的确信地说
We should look them in the eye.
我们应该看着他们的眼睛。
We should say this.
我们应当说。
You should know for certain.
你要知道。
There is a Lord.
有一位主。
And he is ruling.
他在掌管万有。
And he will judge.
他会审判全地。
A man who is broken can have certainty that there is a Savior for him.
那一位心灵破碎的人可以肯定一定有一位救主要拯救他。
And a man who is rebellious can have certainty that there is a Lord and a Judge who is waiting for him.
但是那反叛的人也可以肯定一定有一位审判全地的主要审判他。
That is why to some we are a fragrance of life.
所以因此对某些人我们是生命的香气叫人活。
And to others we are a fragrance of death.
对另一些人我们是死亡的臭气要熏死他。
As Christians,
身为基督徒
we should be very humble.
我们应当非常谦卑。
But I also want you to know something.
但是我要你知道。
Your great importance in this world cannot be exaggerated.
你在地上的地位的重要性是不可能过分强调的。
When I was in Turkey,
当我在土耳其的时候
actually I was in what was called Ephesus. I was in Ephesus.
我就在以弗所。
A friend of mine who's the pastor in Ephesus.
我有个朋友在那里做牧师，以弗所。
In Smyrna.
Smyrna 是叫做什么？士美拿，士美拿有七个。
He looked at me one day.
有一天他看着我。
And he said, "Do you not understand that your coming to Turkey is the greatest event happening in Turkey today?"
你难道不了解？你来到土耳其是土耳其今天发生的最重大的一个事件吗？
And I said, "Oh, brother, that's kind of an exaggeration."
Hey, 弟兄，你讲的过分了一点吧，夸张了吧？
And he said basically this.
他说他怎么说啊？
No,
基本上不。
It's more important than if a king or a president had come here.
你的来到比一个什么女王啊，或者什么总统啊，到访这里更重要。
He said it's not because you're well known.
不是因为你名气大，不。
But because you're a believer.
那是因为你是一个信徒。
And you're carrying the gospel.
你把福音带来了。
Your coming to our country is more important than anyone else's.
你的来到我们的国家比任何人来到带来的影响力更大。
Not because of who you are.
不是因为你自己是什么了不起的人。
But because of the message you carry.
那是因为你所传达的信息。
Although we must walk in humility.
虽然我们必须要谦谦卑卑的。行走
And we realize that everything is a work of grace.
我们知道一切都是出乎恩典。
You are more important than a king.
但你比君王更重要。
You are more important than a worldly ambassador.
你比世界上的这些大使重要的多。
Because you are coming with a message from the king.
因为你所带来的信息是从万王之王带来的。
The king of kings.
是万王之主。
Even when people mock you,
甚至有人嘲弄你
and they laugh at you,
笑话你
you should hold this truth in your heart.
你应当在心里头深深知道这个真理
There is a king,
有一位万王之王
over all,
他是万主之主
and I am his servant.
我是他的仆人
I am his ambassador.
我是天国的大使。
Charles Spurgeon said something like this one time.
斯布珍有一次这么说。
If the king calls you to be a missionary,
如果国王要你去做宣教士
do not strip yourself of your honor.
不要贬低自己，贬低你的职分。
Do not humble yourself to become a king.
不要贬低自己成为一个世上的王。
Because see, we represent the King of Kings.
因为我们所代表的是万王之王。
Now one day,
有一天呢
I believe an Antichrist will come.
我相信一位敌基督会来。
Who will claim to be king.
他会自称他是王。
Satan pretends to be king.
撒旦假装他是王。
So we have to ask ourselves.
所以我们必须问自己的问题。
If Jesus really is king,
如果耶稣真是王的话，
what is the foundation of his kingship?
他的国度的根基是什么？
Now, I want you to look in Acts chapter 2.
我们看看《使徒行传》第二章。
Verse
36. 三十六节。
We're going to see here a declaration of the foundation of Christ's lordship, kingship.
我们要看到基督的国度的根基，他宣告的宣告是什么？
It says, therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
Here we see that the foundation of Christ's kingship and lordship is the decree of God.
这里我们看到基督的他是主，他是王的根基是，他宣告他是，他被宣告为主为王了。
How do we know he's king?
怎么知道他是王呢？
How can he claim to be king?
他怎么能够自称是王呢？
God has made him king.
因为神立他做王做主。
Now look over in.Look at the verses that just precede that, this in verse 34.
你再看三四节，这个前面一点。
For it was not David who ascended into heaven, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
Here we see again.
这里再次我们看见。
The Lord, that is Yahweh, God,
主就是耶和华父啊。
Said to Jesus.
对我主就是对耶稣说。
Sit at my right hand.
你坐在我的右边。
If we look in Psalms chapter 2, look there quickly.
如果我们看看诗篇第二篇啊，我们快看看诗篇第二篇。
God is speaking in verse 6 of chapter 2.
第六节，神说。
He says, But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain.
他说，我已经立我的君在锡安，我的圣山上了。
God has done this.
神做的。
Remember the words of Jesus in the Great Commission.
你记得在大使命，主耶稣怎么说的？
When the disciples came to him.
当门徒来。
What did he say?
耶稣怎么说?
All authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Do you see that?
看到吗?
Now he doesn't say some authority.
他没有说一部分的权柄赐给我。
All authority.
天上的所有的。
Every kind of authority.
各种各样的权柄。
In every place.
所有的地方。天上地下。
Now here's something that I want you to see.
这是我要你看见的。
The authority of Christ.
基督的权柄，主权。
Is over all the earth.
是掌管全地。
The authority of Christ is universal.
也是普世性的。
Over the entire universe.
掌管整个宇宙。
That means that even planets and stars are under his command.
这意思说包括星星月亮太阳所有的星球也在他掌握之下。
We can also say that his authority is cosmic.
我们可以说他的权柄是宇宙性的。
Every bit, every realm of the angelic, the heavenly, even the demonic is under his authority.
所有的权柄包括天使也包括这撒旦魔鬼邪灵一切势力都在他的权柄下。
Here's one of the amazing things.
这是叫人惊讶的事。
He had this authority before the foundation of the world.
在创世以前他就有了这个权柄了。
And he has it now.
现在也有。
But what difference did the incarnation and Calvary make?
但是这个十字架和各个他在这个权柄他之前有的跟之后有的怎么样子 造成不同前后的权柄。
It made a great difference.
有个很大的不同。
Especially for us.
特别对我们来说。
Before.
在这个之前。
He was Lord and King.
他是主，他是王。
And judge.
也是审判官。
And we were rebels.
我们是反叛的人。
Separated from him.
我们与他分离。
Criminals.
我们是罪犯。
No mediator between us and this great king.
我们中间在这位王王之王跟我们中间没有一位中保。
But the king came down and took upon himself our flesh.
但这位王道成肉身来到世上。
He died in our place.
他为我们死在十字架。
He resurrected from the dead.
又从死里复活。
He ascended to heaven.
他升天回去。
Now think about this.
你想想。
When he ascended into heaven.
当他升回高天。
He ascended in a human body.
他带着人的身体回去的。
It was a resurrected body.
是一个复活的身体是。
And it would soon be a glorified body.
就要成为一个荣耀的身体。
But it remained human.
还是人呐。
So now the great king who rules the universe.
好，这位掌管天地的万王之王啊。
The God of gods.
神呐，本身。
Is also a man.
也成了人的样式。
He is our brother.
他是我们的弟兄。
Our savior.
我们的救主。
A good king will do a lot of things for his subjects.
一个好的王会为他的百姓成就许多的事。
But how much more will he do for his family?
甚至为他的家人，他的贵族的人。更会做更多的事。
If the enemy tries to do harm to his subjects,
如果仇敌要损害他的百姓，
he will protect them and avenge them.
他会保护他的百姓，而且会为他们报仇。
But imagine the fury of the king.
那你想想这个王的愤怒。
If someone touches his family,
如果有人碰他家里的人，皇族的人，他会何等的愤怒啊！
His brother, his sister,
他的兄弟，他的姊妹
，the one for whom he died,
那他为他们而死的这一位
uses the phrase the apple of his eye,
可以这么说，眼中的瞳仁呐。
He has this king,
他有这一位王。
He has your name engraven on the palms of his hands.
这位王把你的名字写在刻在他的手板手心上。
Though your mother and father forget you,
尽管你的父母也许把你忘掉，
he will not.
他忘不了你。
He has made an everlasting covenant with you.
他与你立了永约。
That he will not turn away from you to do you good.
他永远不会离弃你，他要永远为你效力。
This is the king.
这是万王之王。
That calls you by name.
他凭你的名字呼召你。叫你的名。
One day when all the world stands before him,
有一天当全世界站立在他面前的时候，
all the great and powerful men,
这些世上的君王啊、将军啊、大人物啊，
Now just think of this.
你想想，
presidents,
总统，
kings,
君王，
you know, Alexander the Great,
亚历山大大帝，
Nebuchadnezzar,
尼布甲尼撒大帝，
the wealthiest men in the world,
世上最有钱的人啊。
They're all standing before him.
全部都站在他面前。
They all think they're important.
他们都自以为自己很重要。
They all think they take first place.
他们自以为可以站在第一位。
He's going to look at them.
他会看着他们。
He's going to say, you,
你
move over there.
靠边站。
You,
你
move over there.
过去过去过去。
Get on the side.
站一边。
He's going to point to you.
然后他会指着你。
A little Chinese girl.
那个中国的小女孩。
And say, daughter, come here.
女儿，来。
And then he'll say,
他会说，
this one,
这个，
was born in Zion.
是在，也是在西安生的。
This one is mine.
这是我的。
Isn't that amazing?
叫人惊讶，不可思议。
There's a picture that I just love.
我喜欢一幅图画啊，是一个。
And it's a picture of President Kennedy.
是坎乃迪总统。
At that time, the most powerful man in the world.
那个时候他是世界上最有权柄的人。
President Kennedy, he looks like he's signing some papers.
这个肯尼迪总统呢，好像在签一些字啊。
The most important man.
世界最有权柄的人。
Most powerful man.
最有能力的人。
Signing papers that were going to determine the destiny of nations.
在签约啊，这个约可以决定世界的前途命运。
But when the photographer took the picture,
但是当那个照相员在照相的时候
，it also the picture took in the front of the desk.
也把那个桌子的前面也照进去了。
And you know that desks have a hole all the way through them so that your legs can go, you know, through.
所以那个桌子有一个洞，所以下面你脚也可以伸出去啊。
Well, in this room,
在这个房间里头。
Where men would, where leaders of nations would be terrified to come into.
世界的首领会很害怕进到这个房间里。
At the bottom of the desk.
但是在桌子的下面。
In between his legs.
在他腿中当中。
His little boy was seated.
他的小儿子坐在当中。
Playing with a toy.
在玩玩具。
That's you.
那就是你。
Christ is seated there on his throne.
基督坐在他的宝座上，高高在上。
Angels can't look at him.
天使不敢看他。
Kings run away from him and cry out for mountains to fall on them.
世上的君王会躲藏，会躲叫山压着他们，把他们藏起来。
And you're sitting at his feet.
但是你坐在他脚当中。
Playing with part of his robe.
玩他的。圣袍，他的袍子。
That's what this. See now he's your brother.
如今他是我们的弟兄。
Your savior.
你的救主。
This is a great truth.
这是一个伟大的真理。
Now let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
好，我们看腓立比书第二章。
I want you to see in this passage.
我要你看到在这段经文里头
that if you look clearly in verse 6 and verse through 8,
你如果清楚的看六到八节
you see what we call the emptying of the Son of God.
我们可以看到，我们称之为神的儿子的虚己。
Now this does not mean that he.Stopped being God.
这意思不是说他不再做神了啊。
It means that he laid aside the glory and dignity of his place as God.
这乃是指的他把他的神性的荣耀尊贵放在一边。
And he became flesh.
他成为人的样式。
And he died.
然后死了。
Now he did this in obedience to God.
他是因着顺服父而做这一切。
In obedience to his father.
顺服他的父神。
Remember this, the father loved you.
你记得父爱你。
And sent his son.
差遣他的独生子。
His son loved you.
他的子也爱你。
And he loved the father.
他也爱父。
And he obeyed the father.
他顺服父。
Perfectly.
完全地顺服他。
Now this really doesn't have much to do with the lordship of Christ, but let me say this.
这个虽然好像没有跟耶稣的做主有关系啊，但是让我说。
Something that's very beautiful about marriage.
这是一个有关婚姻的很美好的。
Christ submitted to his father.
基督顺服了父。
Does that make him less than the father?
是否因着他的顺服使他比父就更低一点了
No.
不
In the Trinity.
你知道在三位一体当中
They are equal.
他们三位都是同职同平等的
But they are different persons.
但是三个不同的位格
And they have different roles.
有不同的角色
It's the same way in my marriage.
同样在婚姻中也是如此
I must lead.
身为丈夫我必须带领
Now hopefully I lead as God would lead.
盼望我所带领的跟是按着神的旨意
with grace
是用恩典带领
with love
用慈爱带领
leading not for my own benefit
不是为我自己的益处带领
but for the blessing and benefit of my wife and children
但是为了我的孩子为我的妻子的益处而带领家庭
if my wife honors me
如果我的妻子尊重我
If she submits to me,
如果她顺服我,
it doesn't make her less than me.
并不使她低我一等。
In the same way, the son submitting to the father does not make him less.
同样的，子顺服父，并不使子低一级。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
So because Christ obeyed,
好，因为基督顺服了。
Look what it says in verse 9.
再看第九节啊。
For this reason,
因此所以。
Because of his obedience,
因着他的顺服以至于死。
Because he embraced the cross,
因为他拥抱了十字架。
God highly exalted him.
所以神将他升为至高。
Now there's a principle here that's very important.
这里有个很重要的原则。
Verses 6 through 8 are talking about Christ's humility.
六到八节讲到他的降卑。
Even his humbling.
甚至他的卑微。
Verse 9 talks about his exaltation.
第九节讲到他的升高。
This is an example for us. Paul says it is.
保罗说这是一个榜样，我们要效法。
And the scriptures talk about this all the time.
圣经总是讲这个。
He who humbles himself.
那自卑的
will be exalted.
必升为高。
It's the same in our lives.
我们生命中也是如此。
If we humble ourselves before God,
我们在神面前降卑自己。
If we obey God,
如果我们顺服神，
we will be exalted.
我们就会升高。
Another truth here that's very important.
还有一个重要的真理就是
the cross always comes before the crown.
十字架总是在冠冕之前之先。
Whenever the crown comes without a cross, God is not the one who bestowed it.
当我们得到冠冕，不经过十字架就得到冠冕的时候，这个冠冕不是神所赐的。
When the charismatic teachers,
当这些灵恩派的师父，
they offer a crown without a cross.
他们给你冠冕，但是不用经过十字架就给你了冠冕。
They're doing the same thing the devil did to Jesus.
他们所做的就是撒旦对耶稣所做的。
Satan offered him a crown over all the nations.
撒旦给耶稣一个冠冕，说：“哦，你可以管理所有的国度。”
Without a cross.
但是没有十字架。
But isn't it amazing?
这叫人不可思议啊！
I don't know if you have these kind of teachers in China.
我不知道中国有没有这样的师父。
But these in Taiwan, it's the same thing in the United States.
这是台湾，在美国都是这样。
A crown without a cross.
只有冠冕，却不要经过十字架就可以得到洁净。
Satan is the only person who sells that kind of crown.
只有撒旦会卖这样的冠冕。
And it's not really worth having.
我们不用这是廉价冠冕，我们不值得我们得。
It could have said God exalted him, but it said God highly exalted him.
这里可以说神把他升为高，但是这里说神把他升为至高啊。
And gave him a name.
又赐给他。
That is a title.
就是一个头衔啊。
That is above every name.
那超乎万名之上的名，一个头衔。
So, at the name of Jesus.
叫一切天上叫。
Every knee will bow.
所以地上所有的。万妻无不屈膝。
This is
耶稣的名。
You remember the Mount of Transfiguration?
你记得吗？在耶稣变相的山上。
Who appeared there?
谁出现？记得。
Moses.
摩西还有谁
？And Elijah.
以利亚。
All right now. For the Jew.
你知道犹太人吗
？These were the two most important people.
这两个人是最重要、最伟大的。
And when they appeared there.
当摩西以利亚出现的时候
，You know Peter wanted to say, "Oh my gosh, let's build three tabernacles."
彼得哇，是不是说赶快我们建三个帐篷吧？哇
，Think about this.
你想想
，He was going to build the same tabernacle, three different tabernacles for all three.
他要建立三个帐篷，为他们三个人同时建立。
He was basically thinking that Jesus was equal to Moses and Elijah.
所以基本上他是想，耶稣跟摩西跟以利亚是平起平坐的。
When he said that,
当他那么说的时候,
Moses and Elijah probably looked at one another.
摩西跟以利亚可能彼此观望一下。
Who's this guy?
这个人是谁啊?
What's wrong with him?
他咋回事?脑袋有没有毛病啊?
You see, they knew.
他们知道, 摩西以利亚知道。
Moses and Elijah were prophets.
他们是先知。
Everything they did pointed to the coming of Christ.
他们所做的一切都指向基督。
We don't need a tabernacle.
我们不需要帐篷。
We need to fall on our face and worship.
我们需要匍匐在地敬拜他。
You see, this is so very important.
这非常重要。
Every knee will bow.
万膝要下拜。
Those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth.
这一切在天上的、地下的和地底下的。
Now that does not mean that there is a civilization living under the earth.
这不是说在地底下啊，有另外一个文明，有一个世界啊。
It does not mean that hell is under the earth.
也不是说地狱在地球里面哈、下面哈。
It is a very beautiful way of saying something.
这是一个很美好的表达的方式。
Everything that is.
一切所有的。
Doesn't matter where it is.
不管是在哪儿。
It is going to bow its knee.
都要向他屈膝下拜。
I heard a very good preacher say one time.
有一次我听到一个很好的传道人说。
He said this.
他说。
And it was kind of a hard saying.
他说的好像不容易接受啊。
He said some will bow their knees out of love.
有些人会因着爱戴而屈膝。
He said others will bow.
还有些也会屈膝。
Because their kneecaps will be broken with the one who swings a rod of iron.
因为他们的膝盖会被那手里拿着铁杖的敲碎而下绊。
Now, of course, he was speaking figuratively.
当然，他讲的是形象化的。
All men will fall before Christ.
所有的人都要向基督屈膝下绊。
Just the power of his presence.
他的同在的能力全能
But the point that the preacher was trying to make
但这个传道人所说的是
actually comes from Psalms 2
其实是从诗篇第二篇他所讲的
Christ rules the nations with a rod of iron
基督手里拿着铁杖掌管万国
It doesn't mean that he's abusive
这不是说他是个暴君啊乱来啊
But it means he's lord over everyone
意思是他是万有的主万王之王
When I was a little boy,
当我是个小男孩的时候
and I would get in trouble,
有时候我会调皮会捣蛋啊
with my parents,
我父母亲会
my mom would say this,
我妈会说
we can do this the easy way,
我可以简单的解决
or we can do this the hard way,
我也可以麻烦点解决
but you're going to do it,
不管怎么样你都得做
Now Jesus would probably say it this way.
耶稣可能会那么说。
We can do it the easy way.
我可以容易的让你做。
Or we can do it the easy way.
也可以容易的让你做。
Because for me, both ways are easy.
对我来说，怎么都很容易。
You can bow.
你可以屈膝服从。
Out of love and gratitude.
是因着你爱，因着你感恩而屈膝服从。
Or you can bow in judgment.
或者。在审判下你给我跪下来
But you will bow.
但是你总之总会跪下来 服下来
One time in Peru
有一次在秘鲁
Some of the police there at that time were very corrupt and very dangerous
那个时候有一些警察非常的腐败非常的危险
So I went to a place to buy some Bibles
所以我到一方去买圣经啊
And when I came out there was a policeman waiting there
当我出来的时候有个警察在那等着
He said that my car was illegal.
他说你的车是非法的。
And it was not.
我的车没问题啊。
He accused me of many things.
他还诬告我很多事情。
And then he told me to get in my car.
他叫我进到车里头去。
And he got in the car.
他也进来。
He's screaming at me.
他就大声喊叫。
And he told me to drive.
他说开车。
Now I knew that I was in a very dangerous situation.
我知道我现在很危险。
Because he called some of his the other policemen.
因为他把他的同伴其他的警察也叫来。
To meet us in a certain place.
在一个地方要跟我见面。
And I thought they will beat me up.
我想他们会把我揍一顿。
And steal the car.
然后把车给抢走。
And so he drove around. He made me drive around.
他就强迫我到处开车，开来开去。
And I was just praying.
我一边开一边祷告。
And the Lord gave me peace.
神就给了我平安。
And then as he was screaming at me,
当他在那尖叫的时候，
he said, "Stop the car."
停下来。
Get out.
出来。
So I thought, well, maybe he's just going to steal my car.
我想他要把我车给抢走。
But then he got out.
然后他自己出来。
And he got in my face like this.
他面对着我那么近。
He said, "Why are you so calm?"
他说你为什么那么平静
？Why don't you say anything?
你怎么什么都不说
？And I said, "Because I'm very afraid."
我说因为我害怕。
And he goes,
"You
should be."
你应该害怕。
And I said,
我说
No.
我说不，你搞错了。
I said, "I'm afraid for you."
我为你而害怕，战惊。
And he said, "Why?"
为什么要怕？
I said, well,
我说
because in any minute now you're going to die.
因为任何一秒钟你都可能死掉。
He said, what?
我说什么？你想什么？
I said, yes, you're going to die.
我说是的，你要死。
And then you're going to go to hell.
然后你要下地狱。
He said, why do you say that?
你为什么说这样的话？
And I said, because the Bible says.
我说因为圣经说的。
He who blesses me, God will bless.
那祝福我的神要祝福。
And he who curses me, God will curse.
那咒诅我的神要咒诅他。
You are under a curse right now because you want to hurt me.
你现在神的咒诅下，因为你要伤害我。
God is going to kill you and throw you in hell.
神要把你杀了，把你丢到地狱。
I don't know why I said all that.
我不知道为什么我说那些话。
I guess it was the Holy Spirit.
我想是圣灵在感动我。
Anyways, he started shaking.
他就开始发抖了。
He started crying.
他开始哭了。
He threw my documents back at me.
他把我所有的文件都还给我。
And he said, "Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me."
赶快为我祷告。
And then,
然后
I took out a little revenge on him.
我就报了一点仇。
He said, "Pray for me."
他说为我祷告。
And I said, "Well, I'll try, but I don't think it'll do any good."
我说我试试看，但是我想神不听了。
He said, "What do you mean?"
他说什么意思？
I said, "God really is mad at you."
神对你很生气啊。
And there's nothing I can do.
我不能为你做什么了。
He's going to kill you.
他要把你杀了。
He said, "Pray for me, pray for me."
祷告，赶快。
And so I put my hands on him.
所以我把手放在他头上。
And I said, "Oh Lord."
我说主啊。
This man is wicked.
这个人坏透了。
And you should kill him.
你本来应该把他杀了。
And send him to hell right now.
现在就把他丢到地狱里。
And the policeman opened up his eyes.
警察打开眼睛。
Looked at me.
看着我。
He said, "Don't pray like that."
别这么祷告。
But then I said, "You are merciful."
但是主啊，你是有怜悯的。
And then I preached the gospel.
我就把福音传给他。
And I asked God to save him.
我就求主赦免他。
He asked me for my phone number.
他向我要了我的电话号码。
Two other times he called my house.
两次他给我打电话。
And he said, "Preacher, are you still praying for me so God doesn't kill me?"
传道人，你是不是还在为我祷告，叫神不要杀掉我？
And I said, "Yes."
我说是，我还在为你祷告。
Now I don't know why I did said what I said.
我不知道为什么我当时会说这样的话。
And I'm not saying that's what everybody should do all the time.
你们要效法这个样子。
But there's a truth there.
但是其中有一个真，有个真理啊。
I may be pitiful.
我可能很可怜。
And I sin.
我的确犯罪。
And I don't do everything I'm supposed to do.
我很多事我都不该做的，我做的不对。
But I am a child of God.
但是我是神的儿女。
And God is not happy when someone hurts me.
当有人要伤害我，神不喜悦的。
And God is not happy when someone hurts you.
当有人伤害你的时候，神也不喜悦。
And there is a Lord.
有一位主。
Who died for me.
他为我而死。
These things helped me.
这些帮助我。
When I'm scared.
当我害怕的时候。
Now, not only will their knees bow,
不仅仅弯膝要下拜
but every tongue will confess that he is Lord.
而且万口要承认耶稣基督为主。
You know,
你知道吗？
I'm sure some prisoners have been forced to bow.
有一些囚犯被强迫要屈膝下拜。
Maybe they were hit in the back of the knees and they fell on the ground.
也许人家打他的腿，叫他跪下来。
But those same prisoners probably said,
但是这同样的囚犯也许说
you can knock me down,
你可以把我打下来
but you cannot get me to confess.
但是你不能够 强迫我开口承认。
And they die without confessing.
他们死都不肯承认。
But on the day of judgment, it won't be that way.
但是到了审判日子，不会如此。
Not only will they fall down,
不仅仅他们会跪下来。
They will confess.
他们也会开口承认。
Not because Jesus will be ruling in cruelty.
不是因为耶稣会残酷的来统治世界。
Just his presence.
他的同在。
You know, it says the great men of the world.
你知道这世界上的伟大的人物。
They will cry out for the mountains and the rocks to fall upon them.
他们会呼叫山崖落在他们头上。
And that is true.
的确如此。
They will cry out for this to happen.
他们会求山落在他们头上，免得见他的面。
We're going to stop here.
我们这里停止。
Because when I come back, we're going to talk about the lordship of Jesus.
下一次我们会讲到耶稣基督的主权。
I don't know if you have this word, but the incontestability. No one can contest it or stand against it.
没有人能够站立在他面前，他是所向无敌的。
And we're going to study this from Psalms chapter 2.
我们要从诗篇第二篇来看。
All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, I come before you in the name of your Son.
天父，我奉你爱子耶稣的名来到你面前。
And I pray, dear God, that you would use this.
亲爱的主，我祈求你使用这。
To strengthen your people.
来坚固你的百姓。
I ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.